Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Composure Exposure. I'm your host, Ms. Danielle Johnson. I do apologize for my absence for all my my usual listeners. I just got a new job at Gable Music Ventures, and it has been a whirlwind. Also, getting back into the swing of band practice and music and shows and everything. So it's been crazy. It's been hectic, but I'm really excited. I got a lot of good stuff going on, and I get into that a little bit with Miss Jess. I have Jess Slavik from Sore Eyes Design. She's the bomb. Yes, it's a she. She told me that very often people think that the designer behind Sore Eyes Design is a male, but it's not. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a woman, a proud woman, and this woman is really, really cool. I'm glad I got a chance to sit down and talk to her, because you've probably seen her designs all over. She does a lot of show flyers, a lot of artwork for a lot of different people in the city of Wilmington, so I'm excited to bring her to the forefront. This one's a short podcast. It's short, but it's sweet. She gives a little history on how she came to be, and then she gets some really juicy tidbits on a bunch of different stuff that's really nice to talk about, like the awkwardness of contracts and payments for art and clients, and how doing the hard thing is the best way to get better at your craft. And as much as you don't want to do it because it's nerve-wracking and nobody likes doing stuff they suck at, it's important. So without further ado, Miss Jess Slavik.
Hi, I'm Jess Slavik. I am a designer and illustrator of Sore Eyes Design.
Hi, Jess.
Hello.
Thank you for being on my show today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
I know it's been a long time coming. It's been like everything in the world has been stopping us, but we've made it happen. I'm so excited. I love your work. Let me just say that. Let me just start with that. Every time you put something out, it's just, it's freaking phenomenal. You probably didn't even see it, but we have like some of your posters and stuff on the side of the wall over here, like when people come down and stuff. Some of my favorite shows have had your flyers. I think we did, Hoochie Coochie did a show at Homegrown a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
With a couple different people, and it was like this really cool, like ridiculous looking turkey, because it was a Thanksgiving show. That was one of my favorite show flyers anyone's ever done for, so. It's an honor to get a chance to pick your brain today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So you've been doing it for a while. You look like you have a very questionable age. Like you're obviously an adult, but you also could maybe be like 15. How old are you?
I'm actually gonna be 30 next week.
Hey.
So
looking
I love that.
Good, I'll honey. Take 15. Looking good. Okay. So how long have you been doing art?
Pretty much my whole life. Uh-huh. I mean, like, I was always, like, into art as a kid. Like, my grandmother was, like, super, like, artistic. Like, she had, like, she, like, made porcelain dolls and stuff. So she was always, like, doing stuff. I feel like I got it from her.
At the creepy kind, the cool kind.
They're kind of creepy.
Yeah! I feel like by default, just, like, when you, as soon as you said porcelain dolls, like, but I've had some beautiful ones as well, so. Well, that's really cool. When did you start doing it professionally?
So I actually went to art school, so, like, right out of, like, high school. So, like, ever since then, like, probably, like, 8 years now? Like,
8 years?
Yeah.
That's cool. So you went to art school, so you knew as a kid, you were like, I know what I want to do.
Oh, yeah, like, in, like, high school and stuff, I was, like, the kid in the back of class just, like, drawing stuff and still paying attention.
Did you have any teachers that, like, encouraged it, and did you have teachers that were like, pay attention?
Actually, I think they, like, all kind of knew that I was, like, and they were like, all right.
That's Jess.
She's fine.
She's doing her art thing.
Yeah.
That's cool. Were either one of your parents artists or anything like that?
No, my mom, like, doodles and stuff, but, like, both of them are, like, actually, like, pharmacists and, like, health things.
You went the artistic route.
Yeah.
I feel like whenever I have friends that have really artistic parents, they end up being, like, the jocks in school or, like, the lawyers, and then kind of the opposite. Like, a lot of people who have, like, I grew up military, so I was, like, ready to express myself and, like, busker and just, like, wild out, so... Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Are they proud of you? Do they like a lot of your stuff?
I hope so.
Yeah. Do they say I'm proud of you?
My mom's always like, oh, are you going to draw something without skulls?
Oh. You're just like, Mom, I like skulls. And so do my clients. That's all right. Do you have any artwork of yours hanging up in their house and stuff?
Yeah, I've like draw like pictures for them, especially
Yeah.
without
Oh, I bet they love those, especially
the
without the skulls, just for you, Mom. Oh, well, that's good. That's good. So not only do you do the original prints and designs and stuff, you do a lot of commission work, hence the show flyers and stuff like that, which means you probably have a lot of deadlines that you have to adhere to. Some people, I personally, I love deadlines because it helps me.
I whenever somebody's like, oh, whenever, it's like I
That's the
procrastinate
worst.
so much, so it's like if you give me a deadline, I will
Yeah.
have it done.
Yes,
But if they're like,
yes.
whenever, it's like, oh, it's been like 3.
Have you ever had a client give you like a ridiculous deadline? Like, I need this tonight.
I've had a couple that are like that, but I feel like if they're like if they have like a usually they have like a concept and stuff, like they are like to the T like what they want, it's like not that difficult. Like we like in school, like we had like a couple projects that like helped prepare us for like half an hour deadlines or like stuff like that. We're just like boom, like it's not gonna look as great,
Yeah.
but like it kind of like helped, I feel like, prepare for
For that,
stuff like that.
yeah, dang, you're amazing. That's great. That's great. What is the fastest deadline you ever had?
Probably like a day or so like turnaround time,
Okay.
but like they're somebody like who knew what they wanted and they just needed it done.
I like people like that.
Yeah.
That's how I try to be. I try to be as like give you as much, because it sounds like it would be a bossy thing, but I feel like for people who do what you do, it's like, tell me exactly what you want so
Oh
we don't have
yeah.
to go 100 times back and forth. So yeah, heck yeah. Well, good for you working all fast and whatnot. So your website says that you do, all this different stuff. You got t-shirts, you done t-shirt, I think you did our sweaters,
Yeah.
which are really, really cool. Our sweatshirts, those are freaking tight. Pins, all that stuff, website design. What's your favorite thing to design?
So my favorite thing is gig posters.
Gig posters.
I love doing gig posters. I think 'cause like I always like I want to be involved in like music community
Yeah.
too. So I feel like gig posters and like stickers and like just like merch stuff for band. Anytime I get to work with a band is like my favorite thing
Yeah.
ever.
Did you do some work for Less Than Five recently?
So I didn't design it, but I made them koozies.
Okay. Yes, koozies. I love functional merch.
Yeah.
That's the way to go. It's like, 'cause even if they don't necessarily like you, they don't want their hands to be cold. So they're gonna go ahead and get some koozies. I think Erin has a collection. If you like open one of these drawers in her house, it's just like hundreds of koozies
Don't
in there.
even use koozies, but say.
I only use them because we have so many of them and it's just like fun. It's also a really good way to keep track of your beer at a party. And with the coronavirus going around, which I cannot believe that's what it's called. You definitely want to make sure you're not sipping after nobody,
Especially if you're drinking Corona.
especially if you're drinking Corona. Yo, it's too much. So, how do you get into your flow state to create? I think it's like a little different for everybody.
It varies. I think it depends on like a lot of times I feel like I have like especially if I'm like coming up with like the concept, I need like music or something to like get me like in the mood to like think of something. Otherwise I'm just like sitting there like laying on the floor just like
Staring up into space.
what am I gonna do? But I like listening to like podcasts and stuff, honestly, like while I'm working on stuff.
Yeah.
But
You have a favorite podcast right now?
I listen to this one art podcast. It's called Adventures in Design. And it's really cool, like even if you're not like an artist, like drawer, illustrator, or whatever, he does like a lot of like just like creatives in general now, which is really cool to like hear like other people like talk about like their kind of, I guess, what your podcast is.
I love these kind. That's why I started doing one, 'cause I like these kind.
Yeah. It's just nice to like, because I feel like a lot of like creatives, like they work alone. And you a lot of times like feel alone like in your work, and it's like nice to like, oh, there's kind of a community out there, and we're all like going through like the same stuff, like regardless of what your medium is.
Yeah.
So it feels kind of cool to like listen to like other people talk about their like processes while you're
Yeah.
going through your own process.
Heck yeah. I recently got into one called the Creative Pep Talk. And the guy's name is Joey Pizza. And at first, I could not stand his voice. I was like, this dude is annoying. But I actually, like, come to love it now. It's, like, really good. And he's got so many good... There hasn't been a one episode that I'm, like... I'm not... It, like, turns my brain on. It's, like, it's on, it almost feels like it's on fire. You're like, yo, I gotta... I need to sit at my laptop. I have so much things that... so many things I want to try. So many things I want to implement. But, yeah, it's a beautiful time to be alive. Because there's so much information that I didn't have 4 or 5 years ago, even, that is just, like, that's free now.
Mm-hmm.
It's free now. It's
you can, like, literally teach yourself how to do anything, like, on the internet now, which is really cool.
Before I send out, like, professional emails, I'll, like, Google a template for it. Like, yes, you can! Like, why wouldn't you? It takes all of 2 seconds. It kind of reminds me of that, what's that thing that they say it's gonna happen where all of our brains are connected? That's gonna drive me crazy. It's like the ability to know everything all at once. I feel like that's what we're headed towards. Cause like when you like let's say if you had like the ability to have like Elon Musk was talking about him before, like kind of like the glasses that you can see and
Like
then
the
you
Google
can,
glasses.
Yes, like what if at some point in time, I think it's called integration or something like that. Like we're able to just look it up super quick.
Mind.
Yeah, like I'm like yo, we're almost there, man. We're almost there. Because all we get in, right now, we have little computers all the time. Like, you never have to not know something.
Yeah.
It's almost scary. It's almost scary, yeah. But what are you going to do? I feel like you can't really be afraid of it. Because I feel like that's what everyone, like, all older people, that's, like, their mistake. Like, the coolest old people are, like, the ones that are just, like, going with the flow. But the ones who are, like, that's not how we used to do it. I feel like those are the most miserable kind of, like, older people. It's, like... But time's moving, man. It's changing. You gotta get with it.
Yeah. Like, I like, people are like, oh no, our phones are listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
But I love when I turn my phone on and I'm like, I don't even have to search what I was thinking. It's right there already.
Please integrate my ass into the system. I'm trying to be in the matrix. I need to know how to book these better shows. That's what I really need to know. So you've done a lot of really, really cool job with a lot of, like, really cool clients. What's been, like, one of your most favorite pieces that you ever did?
I did one for Troves not that long ago, because they do, like, an artist release for, like, their Nugget Nectar.
I love when beer, like breweries do that.
Yeah.
It's such a good idea.
That was really cool.
Uh-huh.
That was, like, the first time I did something for, like, a beer company, so I was like, oh,
yeah.
What?
Did you drink the beer? Was it good?
Yeah, it was really good.
What if you're like, nah, it was all right. It's a little hoppy. I heard they changed the hops. Is it still being sold at the brewery?
Yeah, they like release it like once a year, just like out and about.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think in like this like the wintery time,
mm-hmm.
beginning of the year or something.
I have to keep an eye out for it. And I have to have a little sip, have a little taste. We did a show, like a Halloween show at Blue Earl, and we dressed up as the Droogs from A Clockwork Orange, and they had a Clockwork beer there.
Oh, that's cool.
So we got like a little picture with it. It was like perfect, which is a sick, sick film, but it did not age well at all, but it
like
is really
most
good. Yeah, some stuff ages really, really bad. I think we watched, oh my God, I was watching Purple Rain yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible. It's horrible. He's horrible. He's like, he hit his girlfriend twice.
Oh, no.
He hit her twice, man. No. Yes. He smacked the shit out of her. It just was so bad. But the music was phenomenal. I felt like when I was a kid, I didn't really get Purple Rain at all. I was like, I don't understand what's happening. But now, as an adult, I was like, and an adult that performs on a regular basis, I'm like, this is phenomenal. This is like groundbreaking work what this man is doing.
Mm-hmm.
But he had to smack on that girl. I can't believe he did it twice, too. Like, and she went back to him. It was just just one of the craziest things I've ever seen. Did not age well, but I don't know. What are you going to do, man? It's like, you I feel like it's hard to gauge those things. You don't really know what's not going to be appropriate. You
especially
know?
Now, because I feel like there's always someone out there, like, digging for things. Like, there's obviously like some things that are just like, that's not good, but then there's other stuff where you're like, I never think anyone would like
what I try to do is like, I try to think of it in a way that's like, if someone teaches me something, it doesn't matter if I understand it or not,
right?
it is just out of respect for that human being to try my best to address them and to treat them in the way that they want to be treated. Especially if it's nothing that I don't, that's like not like,
right.
You know, that's like, if someone's like, hey, call me fucking Fire Hydrant. What's up, Fire? You know, that's your name now. That is, it's not for me to call you anything right, outside yeah. of that. So I think to try to understand is kind of like missing the point. It's just to really, just to be empathetic to everybody around you. That's the way I try to go about it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And apologizing. You really don't, because sometimes I really just have a really hard time. Like, I misgendered somebody one time, and their friend corrected me, and I just said thank you, you know? Because it wasn't about really being right or wrong. It was, like, them being like, I need to educate you, and me being like, I'm willing to be educated.
Right, yeah.
I think that kind of makes the difference in everything. I just want to keep this attitude when I'm an old woman, because I feel like it's the old people, man. I'm telling you.
Yep.
They have a hard time sometimes. I'm like, listen, you don't have to worry about it. You're not going to be here in another, like, 20 years anyway. Just, like, try to keep it chill with everybody so you don't have nobody busting into your funeral like, that motherfucker.
Right, and I feel like it's just easier to just be chill.
Be
like,
chill.
Like, it takes way more effort to, like, hate everyone.
It really does, to just be that bitter all the time. My friend was over, we were hanging out the other night, and I don't know why, we were talking about, like, people who lived to be, like, 100 something, and there really was no correlation between, like, diet or where they were on the planet. One of the biggest, like, things that they did all have in common was just, like, their attitude of just being, like, really chill and, like, accepting and loving of everyone around you. That was the thing that made, like, hey, look, don't stress about nothing. Stress is, like, the worst thing that you could do. Be kind to everybody around you.
Yeah.
And that should keep you looking like you're 15 when you're 30. You have been doing your thing for a long time. What is, like, a big goal of yours? Like, what's something that you're like, if I did this, I'd be like, oh, snap, I'm the bomb.com.
If I could, like, fully, like, self-support myself on, like, design work alone would be, like, pinnacle, like,
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah. So you're doing, like, part-time work, or you got a full-time job, or?
Yeah, I have, like, 2 other jobs outside of this.
Mm-hmm.
I work, like, full-time, like, during the day at this, like, nonprofit, like, reviewing, like, asbestos claims.
Oh, snap.
It's the most boring.
You work on the second floor.
I work on the third floor.
Third floor?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I used to deliver mail there.
I feel like I've seen you, like, in our building.
Yeah. Not anymore. I just got a new job working for Gable Music Ventures, so I do.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you. It's definitely a lot more. It's really surreal.
What are you doing for them?
I'm doing assistant booking.
Okay.
So a lot of, like, shows, I'm, like, hitting people up, and cool. It's cool. Like, I enjoy the fact that they were openly, like, you're young, and you know a lot of, like, new up-and-coming, like, original music. That's what we want. I was like, whoa! My mind was, like, blown, so.
Yeah, I love them. Like, they do such a good job at, like, promoting, like, the local scene and, like, putting people in places.
Yeah, they really, really do. It was a big factor for me and Chelsea, like, moving up here was, yeah, like, we were just in a band, and the band was, like, the best thing about just being alive in general. There just wasn't too much to do downstate. So after we started booking with them, and I was just like, we're just making more money up here, there's more shows, there's more opportunities up here, they were a big factor in us, like, moving up here. So to work with them in the city is, like, a...
Yeah, because they book shows for, like, a ton of places.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Around here.
And some of them, like, they don't even really... It's, like, a kind of like a private booking type deal. Like, companies are just... So there's just a lot of stuff that they're doing, and I'm really excited see it on the, like,
on the other
side. Yes, girl, yes. I've already been, like, making changes. I'm like, listen, y'all, we've been doing this all wrong. So, if you could give young you a piece of advice, like, when you first started, what's something that you would tell yourself? Like, before you ever took your first client.
Oh, my first client?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I should tell, like, my current self this now, too.
Go ahead.
It's like, get a contract.
Oh, like, yeah.
For work. No matter who the client is, always get, like, it written in writing, like, what your agreement is.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even have to be, like, anything, like, crazy serious, just, like, the expectations and the payment.
Yep.
And how it's all going to be, like, dished out and in the timeline. That's actually really smart.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends and, like, who have gotten, like, screwed over by, like, not having one and just, like, end results.
Yeah. And it can really drag a process on for a long, long time. It's talking about money with clients can be, like, a little uncomfortable.
It's my least favorite.
Yeah. Part. Yeah, but it's my least favorite, too, so it's the first thing that I do now. Yeah. Like, when people are like, hey, we'd like to book you for something. I'm like, okay, what is payment? Like, because not to be rude, but you went to school for what you do. And even if you didn't go to school for what you do, you're about to put in time and work on something. And you want to be compensated.
Yeah,
you
I feel want like to. Actually that's probably the biggest thing I would have told, like past younger me or whatever, is, like, to know your worth. Because I have, like, a lot of, like, people I went to even school with, like, a lot of us, like, had an issue, like, with, like, feeling bad about, like, pricing, like, your, like, work or whatever, and feeling like you're not worth, like, some, like, I guess, payment or whatever, because, like, you're doing art, and of course you love doing it, so you feel bad, like, putting, like, a price tag on it, so you're, like, gonna be quick to be like, oh, yeah, I'll do it for free, or, like, whatever, but then you don't realize that, like, companies will take advantage of you that way, and, like, all, exhaust you with, like, all of your time and energy, like, endless, like, revisions and stuff, and then it's, like, free, so it's just, like, you're not really getting anything out of it, but, like, I feel like everyone should, like, know, like, your time and effort and your, like, artistic, like, I guess, like, perspective is, like, it does have value.
Absolutely it does. Absolutely it does. That's a really, really good point, and especially I want to touch on the artist in really kind of any way you can make art, who feel like to make money off of it is like to like demean it or make it like not real art.
Yeah, or like you feel guilty about it.
Yeah, and that was something that I had to get over for sure. But now looking back, I'm like, collecting money for my service doesn't make me any less of an artist at all in any way, shape, or form. I think it's almost kind of like a sabotage thing. Like, they're just like, if I charge for it, then, you know, like if it's people understand it and they want to buy it, then it's not real. And it's like, whatever, man, like, you have a brilliant thing. And if people want to pay you for it, you should let them pay you for it, for real. And it's such an uncomfortable thing. And I can honestly say I have never had people like not respond when I say, you know, like, what is your budget? You know, there's always ways to ask, what is your budget? Because then they'll tell you.
Yeah.
They will tell you if they're going to do it for free or not. And then you got that done and out of the way.
Yep, exactly.
There's done and out of the way. You can, and even if it's not a lie, it's any, you know, it's, especially if you're just starting out and you don't feel like you really want to charge, like, just asking what their budget, and if they give you something that's kind of a low ball, and then you're working on your portfolio or whatever, I don't know. I would never tell anybody to do anything for free, but it will, everything helps, and you are worth it. Your time is worth it.
Yeah, and I feel like that also helps, like, build confidence in, like, you as an artist, too, because you're like, oh, okay, well, maybe there is something to this.
And, and it'll help you gauge, too.
Yeah.
Because some stuff is not worth it.
Oh, absolutely not. Some stuff. Especially when you work, like, 3 other jobs.
Yeah, heck yeah.
And you're,
yeah,
like, giving yourself a headache over something where they're like, oh, we thought this was free.
Mm-mm, no, just ask them up. Right, that frustrates me just hearing it now. Oh, man. So do you have your, I know you were doing shirts and stuff for a while, and I hit you up recently and asked you if you were printing merch, and you weren't. Do you have your machine back up and working yet?
So, we did get an electrician into the studio, which was, like, the big thing, because I almost set it on fire.
Oh, no, we don't have that.
No, so he came and he looked at it, and I guess it turns out that's a little bit more involved of a process than he originally thought it was going to be. So he said it shouldn't take that long. I'm hoping by, like, if not by the end of this month, maybe by the end of next month, I can, like, get back into, like, printing again.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
So at the moment, the merch is out of commission, but you're still able to do...
I can do the design stuff.
Okay, you're still able to do all the design stuff. Yeah, well, that's good.
I just can't print.
Oh, man, that's all right. So you have 3 jobs right now, and one of them is your passion. That's got to be a bit stressful. Do you ever get, like, burnt out?
Oh, absolutely. I feel burnt out all the time.
She's like, bitch, I'm burnt out right now. I don't even know where I am. Well, what is your go-to thing when you're like, all right, I really need to like center myself and I need to like ground myself. What is your thing that you do?
I feel like I haven't figured that out.
That's
I think
okay.
Right now all I can do is like listen to like other people's like the podcast I was telling you about and be like, all right, I'm not alone.
Right, yeah.
But like, I feel like, I don't know, like right now especially, I've been at like this one job for like maybe like 5 going on 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's fine, but it's like obviously not like my passion or whatever, but it takes up a lot of time. So I feel like I'm just like, I don't know, I'm like turning 30 and stuff. I'm getting that like restless, like crotchety, like old people like mood or whatever, where I'm just like very like.
Getting restless.
Yeah,
getting restless.
Like, I feel like I need a change and I really want to like make this art like a full-time thing. And I feel like that adds to like the burnt outness.
Yeah.
But
that feeling of like you're not where you want to be can make you feel
a
lot more burnt out than you really are.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure, for sure. Well, I hope you find something soon to make you to chill you out, girl. Or at least maybe when the machine is fixed and stuff and you can pick back up on some more work. Because I told you, I was like, let me know when it's working because I want to give you my money.
I think once the weather gets nicer too, it'll...
You know, I usually get like really bad seasonal depression because I'm stuck inside and I'm such a like I love being outside.
Yeah.
But this year was a lot better for me. I feel like I was like really able to. Usually, what I do for the last two winters are really good, and it was like last winter I started baking.
Okay.
And I'm not a baker. I'm not a baker at all. So I was like, I have to have a project to focus my brain on. So I would just geek it. I would, like, look it up. I'd find, like, people online to follow. And then I started baking, and it was, like, really cool. And my coworkers were like, yeah! And my roommates were like, yeah! But it actually worked. It worked pretty well. Like, it kept me just up. I didn't feel like I didn't have nothing to do and, like, was just stressed. Especially because shows slow down for me, too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I love summertime. Like, outside, everybody is, like, running around. And there's all those, like, summer concert series and stuff for us to do. But wintertime there just isn't as much and I don't really like driving long distance because if it snows you gotta cancel or you gotta try to drive and I'm like this equipment is too expensive to have it sliding all over the highway. So last year was one of my best, and then I got really into like yoga and meditation, which is really nice too.
I've been getting into like trying to like exercise like at least for like a half an hour like consistently. I feel like that's like my meditation right now.
That's good. I mean, that's definitely where I first started like realizing that something physical could put my mind in a different place. What are you doing for exercise?
I'm doing like this kind of like P90 like type program.
Yeah, you're in there sweating in the house. Yo, stop. This is good. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's fun. It's like, especially like I sit down all day for like my work, so it's nice to like like I used to play sports like growing up all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm too old now for that, so.
No way! I was gonna be like, you should join a league, but when do you have the time? What sports did you play?
I played softball, basketball, field hockey.
Holy snap!
All of them.
Those are hard. Those are very hard sports to play. What was your favorite?
Probably field hockey was my favorite.
Yeah.
I played softball probably for the longest though.
Oh my God, softball girls had, that was a commitment.
Yeah.
That was such a commitment. Oh my God, I played like twice. But I was like the kid in the grass. I was like, woo, rolling around, catching butterflies. I was not good at it. My mom was like, get in the car, we're going home. I definitely found my voice through like theater and stuff, but my brothers played sports and like it was just like, damn, that's a different world, man. That's a different world.
Yeah.
So that's really cool that you were able to bridge that gap between like, you know, playing sports in school and stuff like that and then being like really artistic. Little jock girl. You was jocking it up. Do you miss it? You miss playing sports?
I do. It was fun.
Get on a team.
Yeah, I never played for like school or like anything. So I was always just like friends playing like little league.
Really? Well, I hope this summer you find some time to get out there. I know Chelsea used to play softball. Aaron played tennis. I think I'm the only one in the house who didn't. I was like, I couldn't. I just couldn't do it. But I like the idea of being on a team.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't want to do anything.
Right.
I want to actually play. Like, that was my favorite part. Yeah, I was just like, yeah, we out here. Matter of fact, I played basketball too. And I got I don't even know why I got a trophy. Because I was horrible. But I loved being on a team. Like, everybody was like, I love Danielle. I was like, yeah, I love y'all too. So, I don't know, man. It was fun, though. It definitely was really fun. What's something, like, in the art sense that you struggle with?
Probably no, definitely. I was working on a project last night, color. For some reason, color theory just like I feel like I've always strayed away from it so much that anytime I just am so indecisive on like what looks good, I guess, together. I feel like that's probably like artistically, that's like
Like color palettes and stuff.
yeah.
I like the ones you pick, so it's funny to hear you say that you struggle with them.
Well, like I usually spend like hours
Yeah.
until I decide on one, but I usually go for like black and white just because it's like easy and like always like classic and clean looking. But like I think like this year, like as part of like trying to like grow as an artist, I've been like really trying to like do projects that like experiment more with color because I feel so like threatened by it.
Yeah, heck yeah. I love to hear that you're about to delve into the thing that scares you the most. I think that's what you gotta do.
Yeah.
That's the only thing to do
Yeah,
if it
especially
scares
if
you.
you feel like you need like you know how you feel like you need to grow but you like don't know how?
Yeah.
Like you feel like you're like in a, like an artistic rut. Like musicians I'm sure like get in it too. Where you're just like, why am I not progressing?
Like, why do I not feel inspired? I'm always looking for that. I like that fear. I
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that. That
yeah.
feeling for me, like, lets me know that I'm growing. So you heard it here first, y'all. If you don't know how to grow, do that shit that's been scaring you for so long, because that's how you're gonna do it. That's how you're gonna do it for real. I've noticed that you've been doing like a lot of like little animations and stuff recently. Are you thinking about getting into animation, or are they just kind of something to drum up some more
I
business in?
kind of want to. It's like
Yeah.
not that hard. Like they're like animated like GIFs or what?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. GIF files, y'all know what's up.
But like I think it'd be really it's a lot of fun to like figure it. I have no idea how to do animation and so far it's like a whole lot of work for like 15 second
Yes, it
clips.
is. It is a lot of work. I mean, I don't know, but I've had, not by like experience, but we have like two music videos that are animations, and then like I know another animator, and it's a lot of
Yeah.
work for just a couple seconds. Like we have, and I love our music videos. They're so cool to watch, but I it's just like having friends, especially who are artists, who can sit down and be like, this took a lot. Like this took a lot of work. Well, that's cool. Maybe that'd be cool. Maybe you could link up with another one of these bands since you like doing like it being in the local music scene, and maybe like work on an animation with somebody. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun,
It would
like
be a
down
lot
there,
of fun.
once I figure it out.
I don't want to tell nobody actually now, because I'm like, I want that. I
Oh,
want it working on my
edit this
music.
part
Yeah, I'm cutting this out.
out.
Nah, I'm just messing. I would never cut it out, because I always want everyone around me to flourish, especially you, because you're a woman doing your thing. I love it. I love seeing girls do stuff. I feel like anytime you see a girl do anything, I'm just like,
Yeah,
woo!
right.
One for the team. She's doing it, baby. So I always try to make sure I put them first. And like when I first started this podcast, of course all my dude friends were just like so open about like hitting me up and being like, "Yo, I want to be on it." And I want to get everybody. Like I'm definitely not trying to discriminate, but just like me being a girl and knowing like
Yeah.
I would get a lot of like now it's such a good time in music and stuff. Like everybody the lineups are female, they're queer, they're colored. I'm like, "Yo, this is crazy. I can't believe I'm watching the turn of this."
Yeah, like it's so much more diverse now.
Yes, it's so much more diverse. Like even just a few years ago, I feel like it was nothing like how it is now. So, just like you want the underdogs. Like I want the people that aren't like doing the big stuff yet. I'm trying to catch everybody like on the brink
Yeah.
before they blow up. And for me right now, most of my like female artist friends are the ones who are the most driven and the most
Oh,
determined, you know?
absolutely.
Like they're not like coming in entitled. They're just like, thank you for the opportunity. And I'm like, thank y'all, man. Thank y'all. 'Cause I don't know, nobody really cares about what boys have to say right now.
Not really.
Not really. I love them to death, and I do care, but just, you know, I want to hear a different story. It's
Yeah.
nice to hear different stories sometimes. All right, so I think that's all I really got going on as far as questions. I feel like you definitely came in and did a great job. If people want to book you, hire you, be a client of yours, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can find me on Instagram, Soraya's Design. Message me through there. You can find me on Facebook, also Soraya's email.
I like your website, stuff. Dude. Did you design your website?
I did.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
You did a really, really good job. Do you do that for people too?
I mean, I've kind of.
Man, she does everything.
Nobody asked.
She does everything. If somebody asked you and the price was right, though, you'd be like, yeah, all right, well, look, she does web design too now, y'all. Hit her up. Thank you, Miss Jess, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Hell yeah. I love this city because everybody's like, oh, I'm right around. Every time I send my address, I'm right around the corner from you.
Yeah, Wilmington has such like a cool underground scene that's like building up right now.
Yes,
it's really cool.
It's beautiful. That's why I moved up here to be a part of it. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank y'all so much for coming back. I hope you got a little tidbit, something juicy that you could use in your creative process, in your passion projects to move your products along. Thank y'all. We love y'all. Stay safe out there, everybody. Wash your hands.